Do you know that a world on fire is also a time ripe for deep creativity and quantum leaps? How about focusing on that for a hot minute? No one else is. If you care for this world so much that you sometimes collapse under the weight of it, or alternately, ignore it just to survive, then you are going to want to listen to this episode through to the end. We are going to discuss the true narratives of this time that aren't making headlines and what they've all got to do with joy.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimé Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Welcome to the Own Your Intuition show. I know I'm jumping the gun a little bit here, but I want to get this in early and often. If you get to the end of this episode and you are like, wahoo, standing ovation, let's do this world, then pass this episode on to a friend. We have to broadcast it ourselves. It's not dreary enough to make headlines. And if you care for this world, I'm gifting you something free. It's called Intuition for Changemakers. And you can go to aimecartier.com/IFC to find out more and reserve your spot. But hurry, because we start soon. Okay. I was driving down the road the other day on a highway when I saw a bumper sticker on the vehicle ahead of me that said, "Breaking news, I don't care." I'm not trying to spike your adrenaline because this episode is the opposite of that, but this bumper sticker struck me so much that I literally started making a video on the spot while driving on the highway. Don't worry, I didn't even really look at the camera. I was focused on the road and I plan to post it on my Instagram feed, but it just sparked in me this thought of, oh my gosh, not me. I am not that person. I care. And I think a lot of people do care. So if you don't care, I'm not even going to judge you. I simply don't have time for that. I am going to tell you, though, that if you do not care about this world, this planet, and the creatures on it, then this episode is not going to be for you. Go ahead and just turn it off right now. Because if you don't care, you probably don't spend any time up late at night worrying about the state of the world or feeling powerless to help people suffering in other countries or those that are mistreated in this country. simply by the amount of melatonin in their skin or other personal choices they make by their inherent free will. Your belly or shoulders probably never tighten or get scrunched up while you are sitting around feeling helpless to change the big things that you care about or to care for humanity. Tears probably never well up in your eyes when you think about the preciousness of this planet and the astounding beauty it gifts us every day. If you do care, though, if you care so much that you alternately collapse from the weight of it or ignore it just to survive, then you are going to want to listen to this episode through to the end. Because as a sneak peek to what I'm going to dive into, in living in these times, we are missing an important part of the narrative. And I am tired of it being left out of the story. If you care, you are going to want to know this. It's going to alternately put a pep in your step or a broad smile on your face, or both at the same time. Because what I think is the majority of people, at least in the circles I move in, do care. And sometimes this caring stymies us. We don't know what to do about how much we care. There are so many good causes to champion. I don't think not caring is the problem for most people, rando bumper sticker owners being excepted. And I don't want to suggest that caring too much is a problem either, because I don't think it is. I think it's actually easier than you think to find your place and feel satisfied and alive with your contribution. And I'm going to talk about the formula for that today. But what is a problem is when you let that caring immobilize you. That's when we all suffer from your lack of adding to the whole. I think this world is actually far more hopeful and alchemizing than you might think. It's just that no one is talking about this important piece. But we are going to, right now, today. Let me start with this truth. I hope it will relax you immediately. It is not your job to solve all the problems. You are not responsible, nor even capable, of solving all the problems. None of us are. You are capable of adding something important to the whole. And especially if you care or are drawn to contribute, then you, my friend, absolutely have something to contribute. My favorite analogy for the state of the world we are living in, this time period that we are all alive in, is a quilt. Oof, is the quilt fraying and threadbare in certain areas? It's actually barely covering swaths of creatures, human and otherwise, in some spots. No one alive can remake this whole quilt by themselves. Not only is it not possible, it also wouldn't be as beautiful. My quilt would be all flowers and multicolored, like all of the pillows I have in my house. It would not have a scrap of black on it. But what about the people who like mushrooms or bats or punk rock or octopuses or trucks? Where would they find their perfect square of nourishment under my quilt if I made the whole thing? Were any one of us to try to build the whole quilt ourselves, it would be monotone and uninteresting to many. It actually wouldn't feel nurturing to the whole. And it would be exhausting to make. No matter, you can't do it anyway. Now, knowing what we know about the quilt needing a remake, here is the exciting part. The part that no one is talking about. If you live in a time on fire, if you live in a time where enormous change and transformation is needed on, let's say, pretty much every level, every person, raise your hand because that's our story. We do. Then you also live in a time ripe with deep creativity and quantum leap solutions. You live in a time of miracles and magic and alchemy like you've never known. Loves, someone has discovered that mushrooms actually clean up toxic waste. They don't even understand it. They don't know how the mushroom transmutes this. I know this may seem like a total non sequitur, but this was a conversation I had at a party the other night. A friend was telling me about this. This is a miracle. This is an example of the kind of quantum leap solutions I am talking about. The kind that are ready and available right now. Who discovered this? Someone who loves mushrooms. I don't even know. I'm making that up, but I am reasonably sure it's probably accurate. I was talking to a friend of mine, Michael Mead, the other day, telling him a lot of the very same things that I am stringing together in this podcast. And he said something lovely that struck me. It went something like this. Most people don't even know that the world is streaming with insight and information and solutions. Information is coming through all the time. You just have to notice. That's not an exact quote, but I love it so much. My sentiments exactly. Only you don't pick up the thread that doesn't suit you. That's another part of the problem. That's not your line. I love this thing about mushrooms, but I can tell you I am going to spend zero time investigating it because fungi don't interest me enough. I both love this fact about the mushrooms and hug it to my chest and don't care simultaneously. Okay, here is the next idea. I feel like I'm weaving a quilt with this episode alone. If you just joined us on the radio, I am psychic author and intuition mentor Aimée Cartier, and we are talking about the very real and exciting narrative of these times that no one seems to be talking about. The first part is this is a quantum leap moment to be alive. We are stuck on the story that everything is going to pot. I guess it doesn't sell papers to talk about other things. I don't know. I saw a headline in the last few months that said something like, "The room that is disappearing from American homes and why this is a problem." And I was like, unless it's the bathroom, then please tell me before I come over. But why is this a headline? Why does this article exist? To make us feel bad? To make us feel afraid that we are doing everything wrong? To surmise in yet another way that a slow demise and destruction is inevitable? I honestly don't really get the constant weaving of crappo news stories that seems to be the majority of the narratives being put forward by humans. Why are we so bent on making people feel small or anxious or hopeless. It's the much smaller part of the story we are all living right now. We are living in a time ripe for great and big and miraculously nourishing shifts. And all we can talk about are the stories that make us smaller or mad. It's very mysterious. Okay, so here is another unpopular belief I hold, or I don't even know if it's unpopular. I just think it gets very little airtime. You cannot build movements on fear and anger. You can't. They aren't sustainable. Those emotions make you smaller, dimmer. And if you hold them long enough, they corrupt you from inside out. You find yourself becoming cynical or jaded, all of which make you see fewer options, not bigger solutions. These emotions, these be afraid if your house or your neighbors or your nation's is losing this room headlines, and that is just one practically benign example of thousands. They rob you of your ability to think creatively, to expand, and to make connections. It is far bigger to go forward by loving than by being angry. These small making emotions rob you of being open to the insight and inspiration that, as Michael so poetically put it, is actually streaming through the world all of the time. They also burn you out. This anger may give you a burst of righteous energy, but it will not keep change makers, what I mean by that is people who care, at the table for the long haul. Let's do a little poll here, shall we? How many injustices have you come across in the last decade? How many quilt squares that need a remake have you seen or known about? Now, how many of those are you still devoting time and energy to? I can practically guarantee that it's not as many as deserve it, for sure. It might not even be any. And we all know it's not because they aren't worthy. You don't have to feel bad about this because, one, as we've already discussed, it's not your job to solve everything. But also, it's because you've also been missing another important part of the narrative and the formula for these times. The headlines aren't covering this. Never fear. There is still good news to be had, several bits, and I'm not talking about mushrooms, but isn't that good news? Let me tell you by way of a story. Not long ago, during my new moon deep dive that I do with my students and community members each month, we were investigating what brought us joy. One of my students was a therapist, and now that she's retired and wants to be retired, she has been struggling with how to contribute to this world because, like many of us, she still cares. In this exercise where we were investigating what brought us unfiltered joy, she discovered that she loves hearing the way other people think. Like, she actually loves sitting with people and hearing the way their brains work, what ideas come to them, who they are. Likely, it's what led her to a career as a therapist in the first place. In our discussion, I pointed out to her that doing this isn't something that requires a degree or an office. Think about how many people in this world are just dying to be heard. How many people would just relish the experience of another person drawing them out in conversation just because they exist and are interesting and worthy, and because their thoughts, whatever they are, matter? Think for a second what it feels like to be deeply listened to and understood. My mind goes immediately to a recent date night that I had with my husband. Our kids weren't there. There were no interruptions for our time. No one was looking for something they couldn't find or requiring more food, for example. And I think of looking across the table at the restaurant where we were and seeing my husband deeply listening to me. For most humans, it is nourishing to be seen and heard and understood. What a service my student can offer, literally, wherever she is. What a lovely way to add positively to this world. And let me remind you, this was something that she actually really loved doing. So, here is the next piece of silk for you to thread in your needle. Your seam to sew, the contribution or contributions, because let's be real, most of us have many. We're not just here for one thing. Your contribution is the seam that you can do with almost no effort. It feels that good to you. It's the seam that you can sew for hours and hours with your eyes closed and a smile on your face. We had some friends over for dinner recently, and after introducing this idea to them, one of them said to me, "Baking. Baking is that for me." He and his wife happen to be restaurant and other business owners, and he is the baker. He described how he gets up every morning, gets in the kitchen, puts the same soundtrack on every day to make his delectable concoctions, and does not tire of it. I can tell you, I know these cinnamon rolls. Before I stopped eating wheat, like almost 20 years ago, I used to bike down the road most mornings to start my day with one of his cinnamon rolls. Because even before I had him for a friend, I knew that he could bake magic. His cinnamon rolls are compelling, like feet on your bike pedals compelling. He also described that his ultimate joy is in the baking his goodies for wholesale and then just dropping them off to where they will be sold. Tunes blaring, shirt off on the way there, knowing him. His magic formula: early morning rising, time with flour, sugar, and lots of butter, and a hot oven. Getting in his van and delivering the goods to where they will be sold, simultaneously picking up any day-olds left from yesterday, then dropping them off to the mission and heading home. This is the cycle, the seam, that he could sew and does do day after day with a smile on his face. So here is the solutionary idea. Your contribution, your sustainable line to sew, is not based on anger, sadness, or heartbreak. It's not a never-ending uphill battle that has you pulling out your hair and endlessly clutching your heart. In contrast, it makes you feel good. It helps you love people and or your life. It is based on joy. That's because you cannot drive a truck on fumes. You can, however, drive it on regenerative cycles. Da da da! The next piece of the puzzle. Where might we find regenerative cycles? I'm just trying to walk you through how my brain works with all of this. This is Aimé Cartier, and today on the Own Your Intuition show, we are exploring several pieces of today's narrative, like this world's narrative, that are infrequently, if ever, discussed, and also the reasons that make being alive right now the most exciting time. Regenerative cycles. Where can we find them? Step outside. The Earth has been around for 4.5 billion years. Some things have gone extinct, like maybe fossil fuels and racism will go extinct. Some things have grown, and some things don't work long term, like patriarchy, for example. It's had a relatively short run, considering, but it's in the process of dying out right now. Until pretty recently, all things told, humans have also been cycling with the Earth, not even questioning that we were a part of nature. Of course we collected more during harvest times. Of course we slept and rested more in the winter. We didn't have electricity. We did have the full moon, and of course we chatted more and got together with drums and fires under night skies, of which we could all see one another easily. We are smarter than the headlines depict, you all. We don't need a lack of electricity or the internet to cycle and move in rhythm, to pick up sustainable and nourishing beats and play them to each other and ourselves. We can pick up and run with hope and goodness and care and nourishment for ourselves and each other because it feels good. It's actually a no-brainer to do this. We don't even need a headline to broadcast this. In fact, I'm suspecting we need to make our own headlines about this, hence this podcast episode. We can cycle in rhythm because it makes us stronger and more capable of sowing our seams of joy. Which I will remind you, for at least one man I know involves driving his van shirtless with tunes cranked and shelves of cinnamon rolls in the back, all for your breakfast pleasure if you happen to be in the right spot. Picture yourself at a cafe on a brilliant but chilly autumn day with a steamy cup of coffee and a cinnamon roll as big as your face. Does this not bring joy? Okay, so let's recap. I don't have all the answers, but I do know a few things. One, it's no one person's job to solve everything. We need each other. We each have a part. Number two, if you live in a time calling for deep transformation, you also live in a time ripe with deep creativity and quantum leap solutions. You live in a time of miracles and magic and alchemy like you can barely fathom. Number three, your place in the whole, your long game contribution involves a line of deep joy. Big answers do not come from small making feelings. And in my experience, it is always much simpler than our amazing and complex human brains like to dance around or lead us to believe, or the records that they like to replay and keep thinking of. It is always much simpler, in my experience, than we think it is. Your long game contribution involves activities that sing and dance and intrigue you. Ones that gift you both energy and comfort in the doing. And guess what else? That is also what they gift other people. Four, we already have a blueprint. This entire planet is literally made of a sustainable, regenerative model that we can copy and have been copying for millennia until recently. And if you want some good practical ideas on this, on how you can actually translate that into your human and mundane life right now, I will put a link to one of my favorite books on this, Do Less by Kate Northrup, in the show notes. Nevertheless, we can stop pretending that we have zero ideas on how to fix things and start looking to the models that have sustained us all along, Cro-Magnon to Homo sapiens. This regenerative model is literally in the air we breathe. The cycles of the moon above and the water and sun who effortlessly sustain what nourishes us. And the last, drum roll please. Number five, we are alive right now. This is effing exciting. I'm on the radio air, so I can't say certain words even for exuberance sake. But this time we are living in is like no other time. There is so much solutionary ripeness available for the picking. If you are alive right now, I believe you came on purpose. I actually believe we all came on purpose. I mean, your soul chose to come here to Earth for a reason, which only you know, reasons, really. And it is the job of your intuition to guide you to that track and back on it when you fall off and around all the bends and to the left and to the right turns that are perfect for you. You may or may not see this story when you look around, the one that points the arrow boldly to our own joy and shows us that this is how we get out of this. This is how we evolve. This is not only how we put out fires that are hurting, but create new nourishing sources of light. As my friend Amy Mercer says, we need to tell gorgeous stories because those are the ones that inspire us. Those are the ones we can't keep our eyes off of. Those are the ones that keep us reading late into the night. Those are the ones that remind us of whatever it is that we are inspired to do or be. Those are the ones that get us to the end of our lives with a smile on our face. Because friend, that is important to me. I am motivated by knowing that someday I am going to leave this earth and that I know neither when nor how long I've got, but I do know it's going to be fleeting. So what am I waiting for? What are you waiting for? Okay, so circling back here to the beginning, it's up to us to spread this message. It's up to us to stand firmly in the hope, recognize and spread our power of joy. It is up to us to be the solutionaries. Waiting for it to make the evening news is clearly not working. If you want other people to get this message, it's good to put out the word. Pass this podcast episode along. If you want to gather with other solutionaries, then I've got something else for you. Stick around until the music ends. Either way, what are you waiting for? Hard left, right now, toward what lights you up. All my love. Now, as I said, I am no fungi scientist, but what I am is a solutionary and an intuitive guide. And if you care for this world, I'm gifting you something free. It's called Intuition for Changemakers, and you can go to aimeecartier.com/IFC to find out more and reserve your spot. But hurry, because we do start soon. It's the answers to all the questions I get asked the most, and it's yours for free, baby, because I love thinking about what you will do with your life when you realize how much help you've already got. After that, we're going to gather in droves, I hope, to cultivate our superpower, our own intuition, in order to help make our lives and this world a better place. I would love to see you in my Solutionary membership, spelled like Soul-lutionaries. It's for those for whom making a difference matters, who are tired of drowning in the narrative of crappy, devastating news stories, and who are ready to find their line to sew, no matter what happens in this election, for example. Now and beyond. It is my honor and joy to lead this. It is my direct joy line. So start pondering if you are willing to leave helplessness on the table. Start pondering if you are ready for prioritizing joy, tools for your own knowing, and if good, uplifting company is worth your investment and your life's time. Because doors open on September 24th and they shut on September 29th because we've got work to do, dances to dance, soul songs to sing. You can find the details on my website and more, aimeecartier.com. Until next time, all my love.
Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.